Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Dollhouse by Fiona Davis. Published by Penguin Random House in 2016, today's book is all about secrets, 1950s career girls, and apartment buildings. The Barbizon was once a hotel for young women in New York City. It was where the models and girls attending secretarial college came to live, and it was known as the Dollhouse. But by 2016, the Barbizon had been turned into an apartment building, but there was still one floor where a group of the elderly women from the Dollhouse days still live, including the mysterious and veiled Darby McLaughlin. Rose is living in the Barbizon in 2016 with her new partner, who recently divorced his wife, and she catches a glimpse of the mysterious Darby in the lobby and asks the doorman about her. He tells her that there was an accident in the hotel in 1952 and a maid fell off the roof, and Darby's face was slashed, and she's hidden it to this day. Rose, who is a journalist by trade, is fascinated by the story and approaches her editor about doing a feature on the building and its residents. Then the story flips back in time to 1952, when the young and naive Darby arrives on the train from Ohio and makes her way to the Barbizon where she'll live as she attends secretarial school. But being a secretary isn't her dream, and she finds the training rather dull. She's also living on a floor amongst a group of models who are the quintessential mean girls. But then Darby befriends Esme, a Puerto Rican maid in the Barbizon with dreams of being an actress. Esme takes Darby into the world of jazz clubs and introduces her to a seedier side of New York City. Flipping back to 2016, Rose's partner dumps her and goes back to his wife. She has nowhere to live, and her story about the Barbizon is going nowhere. Darby is avoiding her approaches and has now gone away, leaving her apartment empty. But when Rose offers to walk Darby's dog when one of the other elderly residents is hospitalised, she stays in Darby's apartment and becomes increasingly obsessed with what happened on the rooftop on that fateful night in 1952. The Dollhouse is part mystery and part historical fiction. It explores the world of single young women in New York City in the 1950s, but not only the glossy side of models and secretaries, but the seedier side of drugs and jazz. Young Darby is naive but unfulfilled. Up to this point, she's lived her life for her judgmental, disapproving mother. She lacks confidence in herself, which leads her into tricky situations, while at the same time pushing away the people who might help and love her. Rose, on the other hand, is on a downward descent. Her once lustrous career seems to be over, she's single again and homeless, and now her father is ill. And yet the investigation into Darby's life helps her hide from dealing with all the problems of her own life. The plot twists and turns as the past is revealed little by little, and Rose tracks down the characters from Darby's past. The chapters flip interchangeably from Darby to Rose, increasing the tension. And from a historical perspective, I found the exploration of the 1950s world absolutely fascinating. So if you like 1950s glamour, jazz, downward spirals, rent-controlled New York apartments, and mysterious veiled old ladies, I recommend The Dollhouse by Fiona Davis. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or you want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.